In the name of God, Abba, Ima, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Judy Collins was a member of Peace some years ago. She is the founder of our Peace Counseling Center. She was a fine artist. She died 15 years ago this month. For those of us who knew her, 15 years ago. Occasionally, Judy would say to me, "You know, sometimes after I hear the gospel preached, I think we should put up that yellow caution tape to tell people, warning, danger. Enter here at your own risk. Cross if you dare. At your own risk." The text for today warrant the tape. What's going on? Infants in cradles should rock uneasily these days. We used to think disappearing children was just a communist thing, right? What? Romania, you remember that? Or maybe in broken, warring African countries, they disappeared children, child soldiers. You know. Now, Russia has been disappearing Ukrainian children. And Americans are disappearing American children. I can't believe that came out of my own mouth. It is an obscene sacrifice to the god Moloch. We are throwing children in tiny cells with concrete floors and giving them a plastic sheet. United States of America. Where is God? The princes of this world, like all the ancient tyrants, paranoid, ignorant, cruel, normalized death, we call it. Law and order. It's permissible, you know. No morals, no accountability. They just love to judge and condemn and eradicate the weakest among us, especially children. They're very good at it. Now, we hope conventional remedies will take care of it. Midterms. That's where. Midterms. No such nonsense for the prophet Jeremiah, who said this is sin and high crime, and what we need is the fire of God, that word of God that shatters rocks. And that's what he preached. at the cost of his life, the poet and prophet and Kentucky farmer, Wendell Berry, has written, "Always, always, we have the assumption that first we can set the demons free, set them at large, and then somehow we are smart enough to control them." This is not childishness. This is not even human weakness. This is a kind of pure idiocy. Perhaps we will not cope with it and save ourselves until we begin to regain the sense to name what is evil. Evil. But we don't want to hear this. That's the real problem. Human beings do not want to hear this. Do we have to go there? Do we? Another great poet and prophet, James Baldwin, in his day was asked to say more about racism. He finally said, "No, I will not." People said, "Why? Why won't you talk about racism? You're so good at this." Baldwin said, "Because even if I should speak, no one would believe me, and they would not believe me precisely because they would know that what I said was true. You will not believe me precisely because you know what I'm saying is true." What do we want? Well, what about, you know, say there's some black people. What are you? Everybody knows. Every racist knows. We know. Torture and high crimes for centuries. We don't want to hear it. And so the writer of Hebrews today says, "Friends, have you forgotten? We are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses." That's where the name comes for our cloud. We are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. Not only Howard and Lois and Rick and Judy, our loved ones, those who've gone before, but Moses and the prophets, and friends like Chris Hani and Stephen Biko in South Africa and Nicaragua. We are surrounded by those who have paid the price and who encourage us to persevere, strive for the prize, keep your eyes on the prize, do everything possible, throw off everything that burdens us and gets in the way and wastes our times and lives. Throw it off and persevere. For we too are part of that cloud of witnesses who've given their lives. Well, Jesus says today, "I have come to set fire to the earth." How I wish it was blazing. What Jesus speaks is a word of collision and confrontation and contradiction, because the powers of this world, the old order, do not want to give up power. Go along, get along, you know. This is a Christian nation. So Jesus comes to make clear, this is what God is like. That's what we have in the experience of Jesus, the teachings, the wisdom, the embodiment of truth. God is like this, as he makes clear with his life. God is homeless. God is subversive. Jesus said the prostitutes and the tax collectors will get into heaven long before you religious people do. Can you remind me of the other great spiritual teachers on the planet who said such a thing? Can you name one? Enigmatic silences. And then outbursts of rage. Get behind me, Satan. You can't pin him down. Outsider, unclean, contaminated. He makes things worse. He's the most illogical person in human history. Filled with paradoxes. And for the sake of the joy before him, Christ endures the cross. That cross is moving us, you see, towards the new order, the new life, the new hearts. For the sake of the joy before him, he endured the cross. He became nothing that we might become something. He gave up godlike powers and qualities, emptied himself, became human, less than a slave. He came to destroy evil. And he was disappeared. Through humility, vulnerability, emptiness, by torture and torment, and for speaking the truth, for embodying the truth, a truth which was never retaliatory, not once. A nonviolent truth that insists on pressing for the truth that this is the way through. And by death, he destroys death. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. But we call it love. Merciful love. However, merciful love has never become a popular movement. Can we recognize the signs of the times? I've come to set fire to the earth. I've come to ignite new hearts in you. I've come to create new hearts in you for the facing and addressing of these evil times. Enter at your own risk. Cross at your own risk. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.